The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, this is David Hickney talking to you. Welcome to Freak of the Week. So this is just kind of a strange episode, I'm not going to lie. Elizabeth is not here today. I don't know why. Roger's still here, don't worry about that. But I don't know where Elizabeth is. She just was like, I need space, and left. There is someone in her seat, and it's Mark.
You can call me your landlord.
Or I could just call you my sister's worthless husband.
At least I don't live in the basement.
Basements are more secure, Mark. Just so you know.
Than
living upstairs without concrete walls around you.
I see.
Good luck when the aliens come.
Yeah, I consider myself lucky every day that I'm not you.
Well, look, as you can see, Mark is a huge dick. Roger's nodding in agreement. But we are here to actually talk about something, Mark. So if you would like to...
Is this about your back rent?
Back rent?
And the fact that you still haven't cleaned up the basement.
Oh, why did you even come out of the garage?
It was time for a break.
We are here to talk about the Squirrel Lord, and we have a very special guest with us that is special, unlike Mark. We have Dr. Leonardo Tompkins with us.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Tompkins. You are an expert in the Squirrel Lord, right?
Yes, I am. Why does it smell like petrified fecal matter down here?
This is what I was saying.
What?
You really need to clean this place up. It's disgusting.
I've told your wife, my sister, Elizabeth Marin, multiple times why that stuff is there. It's important, and I'm not going to go into it again with you, of all people.
You really don't have to get into it. You have to get it out of here.
We're here to talk about the Squirrel Lord. Dr. Tompkins, I apologize for this very rough start to this episode.
Oh, it's completely fine. Mark and I had a chance to talk before the episode. He's been very kind and accommodating, and I enjoyed some of that brewery you have, the milk stout you shared with me. That was pretty good.
Yeah, see? Somebody appreciates what I offer around here, David.
You offer nothing. Nothing.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Dr. Tompkins, what is a Squirrel Lord? Let's get into this.
Yes. A Squirrel Lord is extraordinarily similar to the Rat King phenomenon, if you're familiar with that.
Oh, of course. All of our listeners are familiar with the Rat King.
Yes, absolutely. And just in case, you know, there's like one or two out there who don't know what it is. But it's a Rat King is, you know, when they get together in the sewers, and there's just a big mass of them, and they get their tails all tangled, and they can't separate.
It's, right.
They just become one entity.
Just one big ball of ratty death.
Yeah, yes, and I've found that there's squirrels that are starting to do something very similar.
My God.
But surprisingly, it's not by their tails. It's actually by their hind feet. Apparently, okay. They're extraordinarily sensitive about their tails. Not like nerve-wise, but fashion-wise, I mean, we think.
I think that's the prettiest part of a squirrel is the tail. So.
And they know it, and they like to show it. And so they want to be very careful in particular about their tails.
Sometimes I used to sit in the park just staring at squirrel tails.
Yeah, so they're awfully.
That explains so much.
Shut up, Mark!
I'm sorry, is this a bit of a family
thing? No, it's fine, it's fine. We have an episode here that the True Believers need to listen to. It's a responsibility that I have, me and Roger, and, well, Elizabeth when she's here. I don't know why she's not here.
Does she usually clean up the basement? Because, I mean, there's...
No, I don't let her touch my stuff.
I mean,
you let people touch your stuff?
When you say your stuff, I mean, there's some unsightly things on the floor and the walls.
All there for a plan.
I see.
All there for a plan, Doctor. So, this squirrel lord gets... They come together by their feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get, you know, congealed together. And,
congealed.
Yeah. And their hind feet get tangled, you know, again, just like a rat king. And then they become one large mass, like a coven. A coven of squirrels.
Like witches.
Yes. We believe that might be their religion, because they have plenty of sticks and stones around them, so we figured if they were to worship something, it would be of the wicked nature.
Wow.
Squirrels worshiping anything.
Why you gotta hate on squirrels?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around all this.
Well, Mr. Marin, if you think about it, if you imagine yourself as a squirrel out in the woods, you really don't have anything, but you have, you know, these trees, these large, huge trees that loom over you like a god, and they provide you with everything that you need. Food, shelter. I mean, if they were going to worship anything, if they were going to think anything was their god, it would be the trees.
It would be Mother Nature.
Yes.
David, how come you've never put together even any sort of argument nearly as cogent as that?
All of my arguments are cogent. All of them. Every single one. You just don't listen, you dick.
Do either of you mean coherent? Is that it?
Well, when talking about him, I do not. He's generally just nuts, like the squirrels, but not in that way.
Was that a pun?
Yeah.
Ew.
They're a really popular thing now, and especially in movies. You would know if you watched any.
I will not watch a movie made after 1965, other than Encino Man.
Not even Apocalypse Now. We can't even get you upstairs for that.
No,
and that's right up your alley.
It's... Why would I want to see a meet-up movie about the apocalypse?
I don't think that's entirely the subject matter of the film.
What are you talking about?
I do believe it has to do with the Vietnam War.
Why would I want to watch a movie about the Vietnam War? We all know it was made up. It was shot on a soundstage right next to where they did the moon landing.
Yeah. See why I don't even bother.
Okay, we're still supposed to be talking about the Squirrel Lord, and
yes.
Mark, for some reason, keeps taking us off topic. I know, Roger, it's insane. You should bite him, I know.
I'm sorry, Roger?
Oh, Roger, my friend, my best friend, the Mantis, my co-host. Here, see? Roger.
I see.
He's waving high.
It does look like he's flexing one of his appendages, yes.
Yeah, he's the best.
And does he, provide valuable support on this program?
Yeah, he's a great voice of reason.
Mark?
I got nothing for you. This thing is just a bug.
Just a bug? Your wife gave him to me.
She is, you know, a psychological expert. She's just trying to appeal to your, individual psychosis.
Psychosis.
Yeah, this can't come as too big of a surprise to you.
I swear. No, Roger. I know what he's saying. I know you're real. He's like such a dick.
He
ate all my hops upstairs.
Yeah, he liked those. Oh, it said it gave him great burps.
I mean, to be honest, if, you know, the Squirrel Lord is possible, then it's entirely possible that something like the Mantis Roger, he could possibly be, you know, very, he could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't.
And boom goes the dynamite there, Mark.
Yeah, I guess that was totally conclusive, and I am put in my place.
Damn right. All right, Dr. Tompkins, I didn't ask earlier, and I should have, because I was distracted by a large gaping asshole sitting next to me. Where did you get your doctorate from?
Oh, I originally got a doctorate in environmental ethics at DeVry.
Wow, we've had a lot of people from DeVry.
And
over
now
the
years. I run my own practice out of Radford, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yes, and it was when I was actually doing some, some environmental research in the forest surrounding the Radford missile base, is when I found the evidence of a squirrel lord. I kept seeing, like, 4 and 5 squirrels being gathered together and going up a tree as one, as if one giant brown spider. And then I began to see them, you know, in larger groups of 7, 12, and then they, much larger, and quite frankly, frightening. And that's when I realized I had to, stop, researching in the forest area around there. That and the cuts from the razor wire on the fences.
Yeah, I was going to say, why the missile base?
Well, this is a good question, because does that mean that this coven of squirrels is trying to take over the missile base?
It's entirely possible, but I mean, my original hypothesis was that it was possibly a reaction from whatever chemicals or noxious gases or even possibly radioactive material is on the missile base.
Oh, they must have been in this basement.
I'm going to ignore that.
That sounded sarcastic.
It was definitely sarcastic, and I don't appreciate
it. Not really.
Anyway.
It reeks down here.
So these squirrels, you feel like this squirrel lord, part of the reason that they're coming together like that may be from a radioactive leak or some sort of neurotoxin or something.
It's entirely possible. I mean, I know they can communicate with each other. They have a very high-pitched, high-frequency squeak, and it can carry on for miles, possibly even up to 10 miles.
Wow.
I've found.
Have you heard it?
I have rigged up very special recording equipment. I knew something was wrong when my glasses kept breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I set up my recording equipment and put it through many filters, and they're definitely sending out a signal.
So for the layperson, could you maybe let us know what it sounds like?
I mean, it's kind of a...
That is disturbing.
Yes, it is.
I've gotten to find it rather soothing at night sometimes.
Do you put your glasses away first?
Well, I have to now. I just get the cheapies at Walgreens. I've gone through 7 pairs in the last 2 months.
That's a lot of pairs. That is a lot of pairs, true believers. Great. Thank you so much so far, Dr. Tompkins. We're going to go ahead and take a break to hear some, so you can hear some words from our sponsors, true believers, and then we'll be back with Dr. Tompkins, Mr. Mark over here, Roger, myself, and we'll take some callers right after the break. Thanks.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
You're not cleaning that up again.
Welcome back, true believers. We're still here, Eve and Mark. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. They give me money. that I use to keep the show going. So please, you know, buy their stuff or use their product or, you know, whatever they want you to do. Do it because, you know, they're good people. I've vetted them all in my way, not in the government style of vetting, but in my way. And they are fantastic. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah. By all means, buy some of these items so that maybe, he can pitch in for some rent around here. Cause I don't even know what he's spending his money on. Keeping the show going.
Getting the truth out there.
I had no idea there was such a thing as a gutter straightening business.
Yeah, gutter straightening is a huge thing. It's very important. You don't want wonky gutters.
That's entirely new to me.
Okay, so, Doctor, these squirrels may be up to some trouble. They communicate through these squeaky things going on.
They do, and the squirrels that are not a part of the Lord, They bow down to it, and they bring it gifts. They bring it nuts and berries and acorns. They try to appease it.
I see.
If they gain enough favor, mm-hmm. they will be allowed to join, and thus the Lord becomes bigger.
So it's kind of like a mega church.
I think so, although it actually may be less of a racket than a mega church.
Fair enough. We're going to take a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
And I'm from Braidwood, Illinois, by the nuclear plant.
Braidwood, ooh.
Hello, Joe. Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling because I watched a YouTube video mm-hmm. where there was a bunch of squirrels that took down a deer.
They took down a deer?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Like a full-sized one, like with antlers and everything?
Yeah, a buck, yeah. Like at least a 5-point buck.
Okay.
Yeah, and ever since I watched this video, every morning when I get up, there's like 3 squirrels that sit by my door and watch me drink coffee.
I see.
Now when you say took down, what exactly do you mean? Like they just you know killed it, or do they like eat it like a Burmese python would?
But they don't have unhingeable jaws. They're squirrels, Dave.
Yeah. It's not one Mark. massive body. They can't consume it as a whole.
Well, they were in the trees, and a deer came by, and one jumped on it, and then the other two jumped on it too, and then they started eating it like zombies or something.
Like zombies?
Like zombie squirrels.
Oh my God.
Oh, goodness.
Night of the Living Dead came out before 1965, I believe. Oh, maybe not. That's pretty close.
I've heard of it. I've heard of it, and I know what zombies are. We've talked about different kinds of zombies on the show before. You ever talk to people about zombies, Mark?
I mean, only on Monday mornings after watching AMC.
I mean, this could be a spectrum of the squirrel lord phenomenon, but I think it may be a separate, you know, a branch of it, because you see, you say they drop down one and then the other.
Yes.
A squirrel lord, you know, they are one, so they would have fallen on it all at once. But this sounds like they could be bringing down the deer to appease the squirrel lord.
Oh my. I just don't trust those things.
And you say they're watching you every morning.
They're
now
watching me. And it's like they just look at me and they're not afraid of me at all.
No.
I mean, how close are they watching you? Are they like watching every step you take?
Yeah. Okay. Every move I make, they're watching me.
That's horrible.
How about when you're in the shower? Are you afraid to wash your hair?
That's where the spiders see people. Let's be real.
There is no window that they could see into the shower, so that is like my only spot that I can hide from the squirrels.
But I mean, you could still turn around and there might be someone standing there.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But if they're watching all of your movement, I think it's, well, I don't think there's too many possibilities. I don't think you have too much of a reason to be alarmed. I think they're only watching you to learn your movement so they can plan exactly when to attack you and bring you down.
That makes sense.
Should I call the police?
No, I don't think they'll help you.
They work for the government.
Yeah. Okay. The best thing you can do really
who could be watching you now? The IRS?
It's entirely possible, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh my God,
IRS is working.
The IRS?
They're always watching. They're the worst. Oh. You hear that, IRS? I know you're listening. You suck.
Unfortunately, Joseph, I really don't think that the police can help you. They're ill-equipped to deal with small, furry woodland creatures. I think it's probably your best and safest bet is to just put your affairs in order. And
I'm not even having an affair.
Well, yes, but
you're missing out.
What's that?
Yeah, what'd you say?
What's that, Mark?
Nothing.
Roger, hold me back.
You're just sitting still.
Roger's holding me back. So I don't kill you right now. You better watch what you say around me, Mark.
Or the squirrels will get you.
Or I'll get you.
Are you a squirrel?
I'm more afraid of the squirrels, not a squirrel, to be fair.
Okay, that's what you think. Anyway, Doctor, since you don't think it's actually a squirrel lord, do you think it might be some of the squirrels that are trying to join the squirrel lord?
Yes, I think that's entirely possible. It's very likely that is what's happening now. They're forming their own small cliques to bring larger appeasements to a squirrel lord. So it's very likely there is a squirrel lord in Little Joe's area.
Well, it is near a nuclear power plant.
Yes.
That makes sense. Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Please, let all your friends know that they should listen before the squirrels kill you so that they can take your place as a listener.
I don't have any friends.
Make some. Thank you.
They may not even notice when they finally take him. So Squirrel Lord may grow larger and be completely unnoticed.
Because nobody knows Joe.
Right. I think the squirrels are carefully selecting their targets.
So we should try not to be lonely just so that the squirrel lord can not go unnoticed.
I think the squirrels find someone who is a loner, a complete loser who lives in a basement, has no friends or job, I think that's what the squirrels are looking for, and that's who they'll take down to bring to the squirrel lord.
If anyone's within earshot of a squirrel lord, we've got your next victim right here.
Where?
Yeah. Roger?
I'll give you a hint.
No, Roger's my friend. Roger's fine.
Okay.
He's got a bunch of buckets of shit around here.
Well, that person must be pretty smart. Thank God I'm not that person. I'm not the victim, obviously, because I have a wife. So, if I'm gone, she'll know. Also, I have a sister, so she'll know.
She's not here.
And my sister, unfortunately, has a douchey husband who knows of my existence. So, there's that.
But he's got a wonderful milk stout.
That sounded
Thank
dirty.
You. I mean, that it is delicious. It's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 14%.
14% what, asshole? Hmm.
There's that charming wit I come so accustomed to.
Damn right. We're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, yeah. My name is Trevor, and I'm from Ritztown, Ohio.
Ritztown?
Ritztown.
Okay.
Hello, Trevor.
Hi.
Hi. So what are you calling about, Trevor?
I'm actually a little bit worried. I think that I might be a were-squirrel. Whenever there's a full moon, I tend to black out. And I wake up the next day and my legs hurt really bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid I'm part of that squirrel lord thing, but I don't really know.
Is this possible, Doctor? Can somebody become a were-squirrel and then that were-squirrel joins the squirrel lord?
I mean, this is new to me, but with what I've seen, I mean, this is all completely possible. I wouldn't rule it out. Trevor, could you please, possibly... take off your shoes and your socks and possibly look around your ankles. I mean, because if he's been part of a squirrel lord, there will probably be, claw marks around his ankles from when he was entangled with the lord.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Go ahead and look at your feet, Trevor.
Okay. Yeah, there's some marks. The only problem is I also have eczema, so I tend to scratch a lot.
Ew.
So
yeah, that may have something to do with the fact that his legs hurt.
Yeah.
And you say you black out at night, and you wake up and your legs are sore.
Yes.
I mean, do you consume any adult beverages before you go to bed, Trevor?
If chocolate milk is considered an adult beverage, then yes.
Well, it depends on the adult.
I am working on a chocolate milk stout. It's quite delicious.
That sounds great.
It sounds lovely, actually.
Wow.
We're talking about some serious issues here, and you keep talking about your stupid beer.
Salesman gotta sell, David.
I'm gonna sell you to a factory from glue.
From glue?
For glue.
Trevor, have you found anything stowed away in your home in the following days? Like, is it possible that you've been, getting acorns in the middle of the night, and I don't know, could you possibly check under your couch cushions or anything like that?
Well, I like nuts a lot. I'm a big nut eater, but I haven't been to Costco in about a week. And there's a lot of random nuts. I've seen some acorns around the house. I don't think they're mine.
Maybe you should also check the inside of your cheeks for nuts.
He makes a valid point.
Let me check that really quick.
Do you have any nuts in your mouth right now?
Yes, I do.
This is a bad sign, guys. This is a bad sign.
You're telling me.
I mean, to think that there could be a were-squirrel out there right now. Where did you say you were located, Trevor? Ohio?
It's Rootstown, Ohio.
Rootstown.
Yeah.
See.
Is there a nuclear plant near you?
I mean, yeah, like a few miles away. Ugh. Also, they're everywhere nowadays.
I think we're uncovering a big secret about the Squirrel Lord here, guys.
My goodness, to think that there could be an entirely new, aspect of the Squirrel Lord spectrum out there, a were-squirrel. I mean, it's only a matter of time before he starts getting larger things in the middle of the night to stow away.
So how do you think you become a were-squirrel, then?
Well, I guess if we're going by, the typical, the lichen theory, Trevor, if you've ever been bit by a small furry woodland creature.
Oh, sure, several times.
Several times. I mean, that's quite a bit. I mean, what are you doing to get bitten so often?
Well, I used to have a pet squirrel. His name, the Nutty Professor.
My goodness.
Yeah, he was.
How recent was this?
Pretty recent. He actually, I lost him about 2 weeks ago.
Lost as in dead or like just disappeared?
Did he vanish?
He's gone. I'm not sure what happened exactly.
I think it's possible he has joined a local lord now. So
definitely possible.
Doctor, do you think it's possible that maybe he and his pet squirrel are now one in the same?
That's...
Oh, God. Oh, no.
My goodness, that's... Well, yes, that's very possible, actually. I mean, is it possible that your little pet squirrel was just a figment of your imagination this entire time?
It's definitely possible, Doctor. Is there any type of prescription that you could prescribe for me?
Is there like a cure to were-squirrelism?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing medical that I am entirely aware of. I mean, there's, the old, lichen theories, stones and possible spells, or, of course, the old silver trick.
You think silver works on were-squirrels, too?
I think if it works on werewolves, it's definitely worth a try. I think it's a property of the silver itself.
I see.
I'm going to have to try that.
Get some silver.
I've been eating a lot of Tylenol lately.
I don't think that's entirely good for you, actually.
It really hasn't done anything.
It's not good for your stomach to have that much Tylenol.
I'd take a lot.
If you could, possibly go out and buy some, some cheap silver jewelry, like some necklaces, and wear them around your neck when you go to bed from now on, and see if you still wander off in the middle of the night or not.
I could do that.
And also, maybe stop eating Tylenol.
I'm sorry, it's good. I like it. I don't think...
I mean, if he's not...
Is this the children's Tylenol? Like the grape or whatever?
Well, I mix it up. I mean, sometimes children, sometimes...
The grape is my favorite.
Because, I mean, I'm sure if you just got a Pez dispenser, tastes pretty much the same.
That's candy. Actually, that's different.
That's completely different.
I don't think Pez has any medicinal quality. Why don't
you just write... You could just write Tylenol on it if it's just that you like the taste.
It's not the same thing.
You've heard of the placebo effect.
Yeah.
But I would know, so it wouldn't be a placebo.
All right, fine. Have someone else do it. And don't let them tell you. They just sneak in X amount of Pez every so often.
This is starting to creep me out a little bit.
Yeah, this is weird.
This is the creepy part.
We're going to end this call. Thank you so much, Trevor.
Thank you.
Hopefully that silver helps you out. And, we just want to point out that Freak of the Week is not sponsored by Tylenol, nor Pez. So there's that.
And I just wanted to point out that I brought up the entire idea of them being one and the same as a joke, and look how you guys just run with it. Like, it's crazy.
Why would that be a joke?
As a scientist, I have to consider all possibilities.
And and you are, when he asked if you could prescribe something, you are not, in fact, that kind of medical doctor. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it would be rather, reckless of me to prescribe that's a treatment for him.
Well, that... he didn't. He told him to use silver. That's not a prescription. He didn't say
I understand that, but I asked a simple question. Are you, in fact, a medical doctor?
And honestly, medical doctors are full of shit. They always give you way too many chemicals. What's full of shit? When there are holistic,
all these buckets.
Holistic options out there. I'm ignoring that statement, you asshat. All right, we have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Sarah Moonbeam Vertigo Charlatan.
That's a long name, Sarah Moonbeam Vertigo something else Charlatan.
Hello, Miss Charlatan.
Hello. Hi, I just wanted to call in to talk to you about our Lord and Savior, the Squirrel Lord.
I see. So you worship the Squirrel Lord.
Well, of course, women everywhere worship the Squirrel Lord. The Squirrel Lord is a feminist icon.
Really?
Of course. I mean, think about it. Small, furry, united in their pain, devours nuts. What else would it be?
I see. And
more and more squirrels are joining this union every day.
This is the most interesting your show has ever been, I'm willing to bet.
And how large is your local squirrel lord?
Oh, we are joining more every day. We don't keep a count because we are no longer individuals. We are of one mind.
So you've actually seen the actual squirrel lord in your area?
Yes.
Oh, man, I wish Elizabeth was here. She would totally...
I wish Elizabeth was here,
throw it in her face.
There's so much testosterone on this show. I can feel it coming from the airwaves.
You do know Roger is actually...
disturbing my calm.
You do know Roger is actually physically female, but identifies as male, so there's no testosterone coming from Roger.
Roger is also an insect.
What's your point?
That Roger is also an insect.
So you say you've seen your local squirrel lord, but
yes.
you say that you are joining it. You're not exactly saying how large it is.
Well, it's very difficult to tell the size of something when you are a part of it.
That's a good point.
If you're seeing it from the outside, it's very easy. But if you're seeing something from the inside, then
it's
very difficult to judge an actual size.
David, I'm beginning
to... I would say it's everything.
I have to agree, because I've talked to my sister about this, and she's told me that there are things about Mark that he thinks are bigger than they actually are.
Yes. I,
that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
And considering we can't get an exact answer of how big she says this Squirrel Lord is, and she can't quite accurately describe it, I'm starting to doubt this call, be quite frankly.
Really?
David.
I find her very convincing.
It's not coinciding with the other descriptions and what I've seen in my own research.
It's very unfortunate that you can't just take my word for it, that you have to doubt me. I don't know why you can't just believe me, I'm telling you.
This
doesn't sound like a literal squirrel lord, like the phenomenon we've been seeing with them getting tangled.
Well, I was actually going to ask
this
that.
This is like a spiritual thing that they think they're joining.
Yeah, she's referring to the squirrel lord, and you are saying that it is her local squirrel lord, like her local pipe fitters, whatever.
It's a bit of a crude analogy, but yes, you're completely right. I think this is more of a spiritual thing.
Sir, is there a physical squirrel lord in your area? Is that I understand that you have a spiritual connection, but there's also an actual physical squirrel lord in your area that you've encountered?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're getting...
Does he have a name?
Well, first of all, it's a metaphor for feminism. So
fair enough.
It's gender neutral. But
so, Pat.
Pat. We've evolved beyond names, but I like to call it Chickadee.
Chickadee.
Oh, yes.
But if you're one with the squirrel lord, can you please put one of the squirrels on now?
Give me one second.
Oh, of course.
This is exciting.
You know, for the year, they're awfully quiet.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Oh, hello? My God.
My goodness, I don't think I've ever heard one speak before.
Is this
before.
Chickadee?
Yes, this is Chickadee.
Chickadee, what is your goal as a squirrel lord?
My God, they've formed speech.
My goal as the squirrel lord is to bury every nut, eat out of every bird feeder, antagonize every dog, and go to every college quad in the world and convince everyone that we are different than other squirrels, even though we're exactly the same.
So you're trying to be different from the other squirrel lords. You're not trying to bring down a deer or follow people to and from work so you can learn their pattern and then wipe them out. You're trying to be
First
different?
First of all, that guy deserved to be followed. I didn't have a dog to antagonize that day, so I followed him.
I see.
Secondly, that deer pissed me off. It crossed the street somewhere. There was not a deer crossing sign, and
jaywalked.
I cannot abide that.
It's terrifying.
That's amazing.
I think this is bigger than we ever thought. And well, I think they're more dangerous.
I think with this,
I think we're going to have to start looking at fire as a possible solution.
Oh my God. No, but at the same time, it seems like Chickadee, like, seems to want to better the world as well.
We want to heal the world. Make it a better place.
For you and for me and the entire human race.
And the entire squirrel race, of course.
Fair enough. I see, my Mark is catching on. They're dangerous.
Yeah. I'm catching on. I also feel
Mark,
like...
Mark, we want you to know that we see what you do.
David, can you trace this?
See, I'm very confused by Chickadee because at first it sounded like a child, then an old lady, and then just Yoda.
It's a conglomeration. The voice is going to fluctuate.
We are more than one, yes. That is very cool.
It kind of sounds like a popular Christmas album, to be honest.
Yeah, if we want to... Chickadee, would you like to record a Christmas album? I bet we could sell a lot of those.
Are you going to pay me?
Possibly give them a small percentage so that we can make most of the profit.
I was going to say, I could just buy an acorn tree or something.
No, Mark, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They're trying to wipe us out.
Chickadee, would you ever be interested in being a guest on this show?
Does it have to be just me, or can I bring all of us?
You mean, like, all of you as in the one lord that you are?
Can we get a head count?
We're all attached by the foot, man. We can't just...
No, I get that. No, that's fine. I mean, it would just be the one voice, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it'd be hard to...
I speak for everyone.
Right. It would be hard to mic all of the mouths, is why I'm asking.
Yes,
this is awesome.
We are Legion.
Ah. Chickadee, can I talk to Sarah again real quick?
Little rude little shit, isn't it?
I kind of like Chickadee.
Please don't talk about our Lord and Savior like that.
Sarah.
If you are one, then you are also the Lord and Savior by that reasoning.
Ooh, burn.
Oh, what? Yeah. I suppose in that way you're right, except I just don't see myself as an equal, even though I'm part of it.
But you see yourself as one of them.
It's like being part of a church, but not thinking you're God.
This is entirely inconsistent.
That's actually an interesting point. Sarah, I do have a couple questions for you. So do you live near a nuclear power plant?
I do not live near a nuclear power plant. Oh.
But do you eat Kraft Foods?
I do love a good box of macaroni and cheese on a special occasion.
Why is that a question?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't everybody love
it just seems like that's a weird question to ask. What?
Because... there has been a small, a correlation between, the Squirrel Lords and Kraft food manufacturing plants. So it was another hypothesis of mine that there might be something in the processed food, like, for instance, the macaroni and cheese dust powder.
Oh.
I only eat the stuff with the sauce.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm with her.
Okay.
But the dust is BS.
And now I'm very hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry. My other question was, Chickadee has said that, they would be willing to come on the show. Would you be willing to bring Chickadee to the show sometime?
Sure.
Awesome. This is great. Elizabeth is going to just get so mad when I have proof of something. She's going to lose her mind. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah.
I think Elizabeth will become one of us.
Whoa.
I feel fairly certain we're not answering the door that day.
What do you mean? Maybe she's better off. The other unit she's a part of right now kind of sucks.
What, the brother and sister unit?
No, the marriage unit.
What about the brother and sister unit?
I mean, we're always going to be brother and sister. We're blood.
Doesn't mean it doesn't suck.
I don't think so. I bought her a birthday cake.
Oh, that makes up for everything.
Damn right it does. All right, thank you. Thank you, Sarah. We're going to go ahead and take a break for some more words from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a second. True Believers, this week's episode is sponsored by Mrs. Marin's husband's shitty garage beer. Do you like the taste of butt and rat poop and dookie? Well, you should try Mark's signature milk stout made right from his garage and out of his ass. That's right, Mrs. Marin's husband's shitty garage beer. All right, we're back, True Believers. I'm here, Roger's here, Dr. Leonardo Tompkins is here, and the Mr. to the Mrs. Elizabeth Marin is here.
You can't just say Mark.
No, not anymore.
It's very difficult for
you. You are just my sister's husband at this point.
And a damn fine brewer.
Ugh.
And you are just the slug that lives in my basement.
I am not a slug. I am a grown-ass man. I am a human being. I have no slug-like qualities. I don't have antennae. I don't secrete slime.
There's some evidence to the contrary.
Okay, you're both sounding like dicks at this point. Let's take a caller. We're supposed to be talking about the Squirrel Lord. We're not supposed to be talking about my living quarters or any of that stuff. So just let's Squirrel Lord this thing up, okay?
It's a bit distracting.
You're distracting.
Okay. I don't think that's a verb.
You're a verb. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Vetus. I'm from Tallahassee.
Hi, Vetus.
Hello, Vetus.
In Nova Scotia. I'd just like to ask a little question about the Squirrel Lord thing here.
Yeah, sure.
How much, meat do you think would be on one of these? I mean, how big is one of these Squirrel Lords? I mean, how much meat could you get off of one of these things?
Well, I mean, it's rather ambitious of you. Like I said, I have seen smaller ones, like, 5 or 7 squirrels, but I've seen, you know, 10 and 20 squirrels gathered together.
Okay.
Okay. So like a few good pounds of meat you could get off of this?
Yes. I mean, it's entirely possible. However, I do believe there is a risk ratio that gets out of hand. I mean, once you start going after, you know, the bigger squirrel lords where you would get more meat,
right,
you have to take into account the possibility that they get your meat instead.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that too much. I'm a professional when it comes to gathering this kind of I have a name for this squirrel meat. You know, like kind of like cow. Name for that meat is beef,
yeah,
and you know, chicken is called, well, it's called chicken,
yeah,
and you know, raccoon meat is called Arby's.
Yeah, well, and of course, there's long pig that we're all familiar with.
Yeah,
I think it'd be quite good.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna call this squirrel meat this squirrel king meat Squatchmo.
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 I like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I could see Squatchmo meat on the shelf. Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be the new niche meat.
Yeah, niche. I like the name. I like that name.
I feel like it should be served at jazz clubs. I don't know.
Why? Are there any jazz clubs left?
I'm sure there are, but nobody goes to them.
Wait, people don't go to jazz clubs anymore?
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
Who's this guy?
He's Elizabeth's husband.
Oh.
Hey, Vetus. You're planning to attack a squirrel lord and take its meat. You are aware that it is not, in theory anyway, a giant squirrel that you would be getting a lot of meat off of one single carcass. It'd
be a lot of bones.
Again, in theory, it's a lot of little squirrels.
Right.
That
would be attacking from many angles. I mean, have you seen Spider-Man 2?
There's a man shaped like a spider?
Are you talking about the comic book character Spider-Man?
Think of Dr. Octopus.
Wait a minute. Octopuses are going to school now? What are you talking about? Apparently, David, what is wrong with this guy?
He's got a lot wrong with him.
Apparently they don't go to school in Tallahassee.
Oh, my God. No.
Or Nova Scotia.
Look, I've already got this figured out, all right? See, because this Squirrel King is found.
Squirrel Lord.
Well, it's Squirrel Lord, thank you. Yeah. I'm mostly concerned about the Squatchmo here, but really, these things are growing up around the nuclear power facilities.
Oh.
So I believe that the meat, the Squatchmo meat, is self-cooking. It's a self-basting meat, so I don't even need to get that much meat out of it.
And therefore, totally safe.
Yeah, see?
I mean, it does take the risk of hurting yourself with fire out of the equation.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you wouldn't have to worry about, bacteria and whatnot.
If it's cooking itself.
Just radioactivity.
Yeah, see? It's perfect.
We already live in a post-radioactive fallout world. You don't know that?
Well, I know you do.
As do we all.
Vina, how exactly do you intend to catch the Squirrel Lords? I mean, what kind of method are you looking to employ here?
Well, I've built myself a squirrel call.
I see.
Basically, I got a device which will make it sound like a giant squirrel lord. Here, let me demonstrate for you
with
my own voice.
Okay. All right. I see.
I'm pretty sure that's just Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Who?
Oh, Jesus. Never mind.
Look, I know the idea is that the squirrel meat can cook itself, but what if you want to make something special, like if you want to barbecue it or whatever? Is that an option?
I think it's entirely possible, yes. I don't exactly know how it would taste, considering they're usually occurring around radioactive sources and Kraft food plants. It might be rather tangy, I think.
Yeah, well, tangy. I like that Kraft stuff, because you can sprinkle that kind of radioactive orange cheese stuff all over everything, and it makes everything taste really good.
The magic dust.
Yeah,
magic dust. If you can possibly take down one of these squirrel lords, you might have yourself quite a bit of meat that you can market.
I see. That's what
that was a
for.
Double entendre, I think. Take down that squirrel meat.
What?
Anyways.
What? Like
I said, you have to consider the possibility that...
Entendre, I don't like French food.
Yeah. Fair enough.
If you go after one that's too big, it may take you down instead, or you may have other squirrels that lay a trap for you instead to bring you as an offering to the Squirrel Lord. So there is quite a bit of amount of risk when going after the Squirrel Lord.
So I have a question about this, because we've mentioned that there are different sizes of Squirrel Lords. Are you looking to feed your family or just yourself? Are you looking for an individual size, a family size? Are you a hungry man? Do you need a bigger portion than a normal person?
Well, I myself am what the Germans call a connoisseur of various different kinds of road meat and what have you.
Sure.
So I will be imbibing some myself.
Mm-hmm.
However, my eventual goal is to package it up, and I want to get Squatchmo jerky into every Quick Trip and every 7-Eleven in the country.
Yeah, Roger, I'll get you some Squatchmo jerky.
Yeah, even your little bug, he likes that.
Yeah, he wants
that jerky. You could even put on the label, don't mess with Squatchmo.
Say what?
Don't mess with Squatchmo.
Say what?
That's an interesting slogan you got there. I have
some experience in this area.
Okay.
You may have heard earlier about my milk stout.
Oh my God! What, shut up!
Wait, how do you milk a stout?
I don't.
Can we hang up on this guy now?
I mean, I think we've reached the end of our conversation with Vetus, but I mean, I'm not going to hang up on him. I would just like to thank you, Vetus, for calling in.
Oh, thank you, David.
You are doing God's work out there.
Oh, thank you, sir. I really do appreciate that.
Vetus, what God?
Vetus, I will try to contact you later, and possibly we can put something together to possibly start to take down these squirrel lords.
Oh, that sounds great.
It needs
to.
Thank you, Vetus. Thank you. All right.
We can only hope everybody with the same mindset gangs up together and does this all at once so that they can just go away.
Well, if it becomes a source of food, I feel like we should maybe think about farming squirrel lords.
I think that might be, I think it might be far too dangerous, because if
really?
It gets out of hand and they get bigger than you're expecting, then they could possibly overrun you, and then they could start farming you and your family instead.
Whoa.
Yeah, you never hear that about ostrich farms.
Would Mark be the first one to go?
I mean, no, it's entirely possible. I mean,
well, good, then that's fine. I'm good with that, then.
I see. I mean,
we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yes, hi, my name is Carol Branson.
Carol Branson.
Mm-hmm, I'm from Virginia, and I am very concerned about my neighbor.
Hello,
she's
Carol.
She's one of those millennials.
Okay.
And, you know, I take pride in watching over my neighborhood, right? I'm always looking and making sure who's here and what they're doing. And she has a bird feeder outside her back door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just birds that come and eat the bird seed. It's also squirrels. And I just don't know if maybe, like that earlier caller, that woman, that crazy woman,
yes.
You know,
crazy
how
woman.
They were worshiping the Squirrel Queen King.
Sarah Moonbeam, Vertigo, Charlotte.
Yeah,
you think your neighbor might also be worshiping?
I think she's worshiping the Squirrel King.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I just don't
Squirrel
know
Lord.
What to do. Squirrel Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my goodness. This is...
Pull the curtain closed? I don't know.
What?
I mean, most modern bird feeders nowadays are squirrel-proof because, you know, they're not supposed to be able to get to them. You're supposed to be feeding the birds. But if your neighbor is deliberately using an old style that the squirrels can readily use, then I think that is certainly a sign that she may be a squirrel lord worshiper.
Well, and she's also very careless, so when she's loading the bird seed in the feeder, like, it just goes everywhere.
I see.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there is a lot of small animals that are in her yard, and I just don't know what to do about it. I mean, you know, my husband George, he says that I'm just crazy and I shouldn't care, but I care.
No,
I'm
you,
super nervous.
You have
this.
Every right to be a concerned citizen. How many squirrels have you seen come into her yard to feed off them?
In the morning, it could be anywhere up to 10.
My goodness.
Every morning. And then in the middle of the afternoon, sometimes they'll be like two or three, and they're chasing each other, and I have a feeling they almost look like they're one, and I'm thinking that maybe they're getting connected.
This is quite alarming, David.
Yeah, I'm alarmed. I'm alarmed with this. I'm very confused as well, because, like, I felt like the call with Sarah Moonbeam Vertigo made me think that some of these people that were worshiping the Squirrel Lord were kind of cool.
She seemed quite dangerous, actually.
Right.
I mean, if the Squirrel Lords had become that large that they had become sentient and began to recruit people instead of just squirrels, then the problem is getting more out of hand than we anticipated.
Okay.
However, I think what we have here is possibly an opportunity to stop it before it gets any larger. I mean, if this is your neighbor and you have access to their yard quite readily, you could easily, well, I mean, take steps.
I have a shotgun. I was thinking that maybe I should get my shotgun.
Well, I think that's a bit much.
Yeah,
I don't think we want to take, like, a shotgun.
I feel like if Elizabeth was here, she'd be, like, screaming right now not
right.
to go get
a shotgun.
Shotgun
is just far too overblown. Instead,
so I need something smaller.
Like Drano. If you want to start putting Drano in the bird seed, or possibly...
That's going to kill birds.
Well, no. I mean, my thing is, I think I need to kill my neighbor.
Well, I mean...
Because she's the one that's feeding the squirrels and allowing them to get close together.
However, if you put something in the feeder instead, what you can do is you can, you know, begin to take out the squirrel problem, and your neighbor will be none the wiser, and this will spread.
I think
I
know why Elizabeth left.
So this could possibly be, you know, use Drano, or, in fact, if you go to the hardware store and get some rat poison, and then put that in the bird seeder, and it begins to spread.
But, I mean, should I also put it in her coffee, though, too?
Not until the squirrel problem is taken care of.
So kill the squirrels first, and then her.
I feel like
I think she's just going to keep, you know, replacing the bird seed.
Is this what Elizabeth feels like all the time?
I think this is what your show is.
Like, Why would you kill? She's this a is, person. She's not. She's not a
she
creature.
She is worshiping the squirrel.
So we live in the and damn United States of America. The First Amendment protects the freedom of religion. She can worship whatever the hell she wants.
People
as long
worship.
As
not if it puts
it.
Me and my family in danger.
People worship silly danger? Shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, but these are becoming dangerous and they're taking down people.
No, we but you're also talking about killing birds. Birds didn't do anything.
That is simple collateral damage.
I don't like that word at all. I'm going to leave it. Sorry. Words. Thank you, Carol, but that is... Oh, my goodness, guys. True believers, I do not condone the violence against birds or against neighbors that are people. That is way out of line.
But absolutely, even... if they are supplying the squirrel lords,
no,
they are dangerous.
No.
And they need to be, they need to be watched, David. As
Roger, just go over there and punch him, will you? Alright, I think we've reached, the end of this episode. I don't know what the hell just happened with that last call. Mark is still here for some damn reason.
I don't know either, to be fair.
Mark, could I possibly get a growler?
Oh, God. God help us all. True believers, thank
well,
you so much.
Free,
thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much.
Please rate and review our show on that iTunes thing where this thing comes on. You know, and if you can't call in, you can always send us a message on Facebook or the Twitter. Jimmy, my proxy, checks that stuff all the time. So you can go ahead and do that as well. But for me and for Roger, and that's about it this week.
Also, check out my eBay store.
Shut up, Mark.
Marin Brewery.
I'm David Hickney. Thank you.
I have a website, fightthesquirrellord.org.
Bye. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Ha, sure. Next you're going to tell me Roger isn't real. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What in the blue world? I don't even know what that means. I don't know who Patrick Harrington, Paul Hennig, Alan Morgan, David Musto, Rebecca Rivers, and Declan Shannon are, but I got a little something-something for them. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? Yeah, there's no way I'm going to tell you they're on Unfucking Relatable, Surreal, Netflix and Spill, The Gotham Podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, and The Ghostly Podcast. That's never going to happen. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.